الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصنتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محلة، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك، فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محلة، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك، فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. His mother has fallen sick in Egypt and he's gone to visit her, so please make dua for her. Allahumma ashfi ha ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma tashfi la shifa illa shifa'uka wa shifa'u la yughadiru saqama. He remembers he's requested also that we make dua for his aunt who passed away today. Her name is Aisha. Allahumma ghafir laha wa arhamha. Allahumma arfa' darajataha fi al-mahdiyyin wa akhlufha fi 'aqibiha fi al-ghabirin wa ighfir la da'wataha ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ashfiha fi qabrina ya rabbal alameen.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him, we seek refuge in Him from our own bad deeds and own evils. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. O Allah, let Your prayer, Your peace, Your blessing be upon Your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. In the previous session, we talked about the qualifications that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for the immigrants from Mecca and the what they've been through to reach that level. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the immigrants. What are you going to get out of what they have done to immigrate from Mecca to Medina? And also, we're going to talk about the warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the Muslims who did not immigrate. The Muslim that who stayed in Medina for whatever reason, some of this reason was out of their control, and some of them, they would have been migrated, but they did not. So the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the migrants who migrated from Mecca to Medina was that their provision in this life will be more than they ever expected. And in Surah An-Nisa, verse 100, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Whoever will immigrate in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find provisions in this earth, and also whoever will immigrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supporting the Prophet, the death will be on him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in his side, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most forgiveness. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the Muslims to get the provision from wars. So whatever they get from their enemies, it's theirs. So this is for them. They were poor, they were left their homes, they left all their belongings, their wealth, their land, whatever they have, for the sake of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them. So some of them even they were very poor, but afterwards, some even of them had more than 50,000 horses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them rewards for their patience and what they have done for the sake of Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 8. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them that they were faithful, that they were truthful, and for these immigrants who were poor, so and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have great rewards for them, and also for he had the helpers in Medina to receive them and even to share their wealth with them. And this is something you will never find in the history of some people to come and just you find the people who are receiving them to offer them everything in half. Even not only that, for the story of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, his brother, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the brotherhood between the immigrants and the helpers, his brother in Medina offered him half of his wealth, half of his house. Even he had two wives. He told him, look, whoever you want, I will divorce and you marry. This, you can never find something like that in history. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward for the immigrants who left their homes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the immigrants, that he is going to forgive them. All their sins will be forgiven. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب. What's better than that? All their sins will be forgiven and you're going to get into the paradise for their patience and for their hard work that they went through during the time of Medina. Now, all this, this is just an example of one story that Amr ibn al-As, when he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, migrating from Mecca to Medina and proclaiming his Islam, he extended his hand to the Prophet to become Muslims. But then he took it back. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, what happened to you, Amr? He said, I have a condition. What's your condition? Is that my condition is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me, to forgive my sins. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, don't you know that when you become Muslims, all your previous sins will be forgiven? Don't you know if when you make a hajj, all your sins will be forgiven? So that's exactly what's going to happen. When you migrate for the sake of Allah, when you become Muslims, that all your previous sins will be completely forgiven. Number three, that's the ranks of the immigrants is high with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have high ranks, they have high positions for what they have done. And in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 20, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. They are the winner. They win for what they have done for them to migrate from Mecca to Medina. And so this, not only for they are forgiven, and the rewards is that's unlimited. That's for it's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, and his generosity has no limit. Also another reward, that they're going to get to the paradise and they're going to stay in it forever. That's the reward for them. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ خَالِدُونَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That's their rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them glad tidings that they're going to have the paradise for them and they're going to stay in it forever, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even more great rewards for them, which is that they can even see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is more than even than the good into the paradise. for the Muslim to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala face. So, and also that Al-Fawzul Azim wa Ridwanullah alayhim, this is a great winning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be satisfied with them. These Muslim, migrant Muslim, they were satisfied with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was satisfied with them. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Also in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 72, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكٍ طَيِّبَةٍ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with them, that's the great winning that they're going to get out of what they have done. Now, whoever did not immigrate from the Muslims to in Mecca, some of them, they were forced to not to immigrate because of several reasons. Reason that could be that they are afraid of what they're going to do there, afraid that who's going to take care of their belongings, who will take care of their relatives, or also their iman was not that strong. So when even in the battle of Badr, when they were forced, these Muslims, some of them were Muslims, and the disbelievers, they did not know that they were Muslims, so they were forced to go out to fight the Muslims. So Muslims fighting Muslims, but they did not declare. So when they were killed, now what's their situation? In Surah An-Nisa, verse 97, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِ أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا فَأُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. This Muslim that was forced to fight the Muslims, and when they were by the angels, what happened to you? You would say they were weak and they couldn't immigrate. So they didn't the land was wide, didn't have the chance to go out and to leave that land that we were forced to stay to under the disbelievers' control, and their ending was to go to the hellfire. Now these Muslims who stayed in Medina, who stayed in Mecca, also some of them was weak and some of them was sick, that even they did not have who's going to take care of them. And when the verse from the Quran arrived to them about this verse that I mentioned, even one of them, his name is Damara ibn Jandab, he was weak and old, and he asked his children to carry him to Medina, and although he was sick and weak, but he was asked to leave, and he died even not only in Medina, closer to Medina, and the Muslims for Medina, they were hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, and that's in the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when say asa Allah an ya'fu anhum wa kana Allah afuwan ghafura. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying in the Quran asa, this means it's going to happen. But when you say ya lait, this is not going to happen. That when the disbeliever will say ya lait tani kuntu turaba, you wish that you will be dust, that will never happen. But when you say asa Allah an ya'fu anhum wa kana Allah afuwan ghafura, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. إن شاء الله next time we'll talk about the environment of Medina, how the Muslims lived in Medina, especially in the beginning it was hard for them, different environment. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.